coming into this afternoon sitting. Or maybe for you it's standing. This practice lends itself beautifully to standing, you'll see. And if you're at all sleepy, that's very skillful to stand. So taking a few moments to just ground into the body. Have a few breaths. Remember why you're here today, your personal intentions. Let them be a guide along with our usual intentions with practice to open with interest and curiosity, a profound acceptance of how things are, with friendliness, kindness. And so here is a reading to take us into the imagery that we'll use for this practice. You'll see what it is as I go along. It's called She Speaks a Various Language. What could that mean? She speaks a various language. The floor is cold, the ground frozen. This is the bottom. All the world's seeds have wound down. And just when the stem of my spine seems to have dried up and become a stalk on which my head merely nods, just when I think nothing is left alive, the bare branches of the trees rise up, beckoning. And it isn't simply that I want to go out to them. They also want me to come. Come, they say in their motion, in their scraping of branch against branch, like a woman rubbing her hands together. Come with us, where we are going. Walk with us up into the wind. So the trees are inviting us, and they are so profoundly inviting at this time of year. And there may be a tree or a set of trees that you've been noticing coming into leaf, or perhaps it's a cherry blossom tree that you've seen in full bloom, or a magnolia in full bloom. Whatever speaks to you. And see that tree, and most trees are also amongst other trees. They shelter one another as we do each other. So taking in your chosen tree, set of trees, glade of trees. And really imagine them or visualize if you're able. Otherwise, just sense into them. As best you can, not only seeing the tree, but perhaps touching it, feeling it. If there's blossoms, smelling the blossoms. Hearing the wind in the trees. Come with us. Walk with us. hand, you can practice by simply taking in the tree, looking at it, or you can practice with the tree by having a sense of sitting at its base, as the Buddha did under the Bodhi tree. Or if you prefer, you can become the tree. You can sense into your feet and legs as the roots of the tree. Your bottom is the base. Your torso is the trunk. Your arms as branches. Your fingers as leaves. And the head as the uppermost parts of the tree, the crown of the tree. However you practice, feel into body, breathe into body, breathe into the tree. Regardless of what happens, the tree stays rooted. Rooted in the earth, part of the earth. Sometimes the wind blows and the tree might sway a little, the leaves rustle, and the tree receives the wind. Can we too receive all the different experiences that may show, the thoughts, the emotions, the various sensations, in the same way? Tension really gets swept away. Then reestablish the image of the tree and feel into it through the body and the breathing. and really connect again, be rooted, stable, balanced. Maybe there's a bit of sway. Come again into presence, like the tree. Connecting with the strength, the beauty, the majesty even of the tree. The tree is rooted in the earth. The tree is of the earth. The tree is the earth. And so are we. If you had imagined a solitary tree, can you begin to imagine a grove of trees? Add in some others around your tree in various stages of leaf and blossom. Can you appreciate how they shelter one another? And so the wind blows amongst the trees. Various experiences blow through our minds. And we can know we're not alone. We shelter one another. And knowing too, we're here together with one another, and we shelter one another, we support one another through all the winds of change and troubles. Pardon me. Short poem from Jane Hirschfield to end this practice, and it's called Optimism. More and more, I have come to admire resilience. Not the simple resistance of a pillow whose form returns over and over to the same shape, but the sinuous tenacity of a tree. Finding the light newly blocked on one side, it turns in another. A blind intelligence, true. But out of such persistence arose turtles, rivers, mitochondria, figs, all this resinous, unretractable earth.